Hi there, Ruben. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director for Texas, and Tara wanted me to get on the line. She's actually hoping that I can apply a reduced rate for your young company, and of course, get you the details and answer any questions that you might have. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going pretty good.
Good. Oh, I'm doing quite well. Thank you very much for asking. So, you know, I did want to, you know, I've got your file here in front of me. And, of course, I'm sure that you use Google yourself. You're probably also familiar, at least somewhat, with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, right?
Yes.
And then Sarah put in the notes that you're fairly comfortable with about a 20 or 25-mile service area. Now, are you looking to be found in Dallas or Arlington? Or, I mean, do you want to keep it a little bit more local to you? I mean, what's going to help you out the most?
Yeah, probably keep it just a little bit. I mean, Dallas is so big.
Right. So the reason that I ask is
Duncanville.
Okay.
Peter Hill and stuff like that would work.
Perfect. Yeah, that would be great. And I would say that you would be just fine with the local only campaign. The reason I was asking is, you know, 20, 25 miles would actually put you pretty close to Dallas, but it would require Google Ads because, you know, obviously such a densely populated area and a lot of competitors doing what you do located in Dallas would mean that we would have to run Google Ads to get you that type of placement. But and going as far north as Duncanville and, of course, you know, the surrounding communities all around you for that 20-mile radius or so, the local campaign would be ideal for you. And, of course, it's everything that you would need to be listed in that local pack or the map that pops up on both Google and Bing. Now, I know right now you've kind of got the Facebook page as your online presence. We would want to build a website for you, a .com website that, of course, allows us to talk about your company, your services, include your service area, and put before and after photos on it of the work that you've been doing. We can, in fact, even have the Facebook icon and a clickable link to your Facebook page right on your website. So everything you've got working for you now will continue to work for you. It will, though, reach a much larger target audience, people going on Google or on Bing, and whether they are searching on a laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, even vehicles with internet access, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone. You're not going to be limited by how someone searches for you on what device or even what keyword they're typing in for any of the staining or painting or any of the services you provide. If someone types in a keyword related to those services, your company will be popping up on Google and Bing in that local pack as a top option. And precisely because of all the additional content that we'll create for you. If you didn't already have a Facebook page, we would have done one for you. Of course, we'll also make sure that you have a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. You'll actually have almost 70 different destinations and directories, all of them equally important to Google, and all of them do function a little bit like a website, talking about your company, your services, and your service area, and that's the content that the search engines will index when someone does a keyword search. All of that, of course, links back to your website. Now, as far as pricing goes, it's a fixed flat rate, and it's a month-to-month service, so no matter how long you choose to use the service, that reduced rate for a younger company will stay with you as long as you choose to stay with us. Kind of an assistance program. It's a kind of a promotional rate for a younger company, but it is not an introductory rate. So it will never go up on you, no matter how long you choose to use the service. And it's actually quite a significant reduction in the normal cost of the service. In this case, it would actually save you a little bit more than 50%. You would save exactly $200 every single month, and it would bring your rate down from what would normally be $399 a month, Ruben, to just $199. And the $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, so it's an exact amount, and it would only bill once a month for that amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. And, of course, there's no lead generation fees whatsoever. The calls do come directly to you, And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just the flat rate. Now, I think when she was looking for your website was when Tara found the Angie's Leads or Home Advisor profile that she attached here. I know that is a very different service. That is, of course, a lead-based service where you pay for each lead, and it goes out to your competitors, too. Are you seeing any success with that service? Have you even had it long enough to get leads and try and follow up with them?
I've only had it for about 2-3 days now, and I haven't gotten leads. No, not much success quite yet.
Okay. Well, it is a well-made.
Sure.
No problem. Sorry. Absolutely.
All right, hold on. I'll be right back. Sorry.
Okay. No problem.
Are you there? I think that was John calling me back from Google. See, he called me.
Oh, okay. I am here. Obviously that's a very different service than the service that we provide for you, whereas they send you the same lead that gets sent out to you and your competitors. We make sure that your phone is ringing. You don't have to stop using that service to use to be a top option on the first page of Google. But, of course, you would probably happily do what a lot of my clients do when they do have a lead-based service, whether it's that one or Thumbtack, Networks, really any of the others. Even the ones that have experience and success with their lead service are still more than happy to scale back on those leads in one way or another. A lot of my clients will just keep their leads paused. Some of them will cap them at a lower amount, while many do, in fact, shut their lead-based service off altogether. Now, of course, when you're getting phone calls and when it's someone calling you directly and calling you specifically and calling you after seeing your website, meaning that they already know before they call you that you do the type and quality of work that they're looking for and that you service the area that they're in, when they call you, it's a very high conversion rate. Now, keep in mind, of course, not everyone who sees you on the first page will call you, of course. You're not going to be the only company on that first page. But for the ones that do call you, they're hoping you answer the phone, hoping you're available to do the job, and already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate. Now, you are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times, Ruben, you're popping up on that first page. In fact, you'll know which clients found you from the local map, from individual directories, or from your website. Now, most people will simply pick up the phone and call you directly. There is a contact form on the website, so residential clients can tell you where they live, what they're hoping to have done, how soon they would like you to come out, etc. And when they fill out that form, anything they put into that form also does repopulate on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, and even who to follow up with. And, of course, whether they call you directly, as they most often will, or contact you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You are not paying extra for any of those leads. Like I said, that $199 is an exact amount and a fixed flat rate. The website's going to be included. We're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. We can use photos that you already have, even take them right off your Facebook page. And since the maintenance and updating is also included, if you take on more work from the service and you take photos for the jobs, and if you're proud of those photos and you want us to put those photos on the website, we could definitely do that for you, and there would never be any additional cost for us to do that. Now, Ruben, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, not right now. As far as accessing the website and you guys building all that, does that obviously take some time to build and I proof it?
We would get you through to a client interview technician. That would be one of the very first things that we'll do to kind of make sure that we've got all the information that we need to accurately promote for your business online. Of course, you know, the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, if you have a mission statement or a motto, tagline, slogan, etc., what's unique about your company, if you want us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. In fact, I thought I saw on Home Advisor, are you a fireman?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You
yeah.
are. So this is my, you are.
Yes. Yeah.
This is kind of your side job.
But I'd like to grow it, you know.
Of course, of course, you want to grow it, and you know the other thing too. And since you are, you know, kind of doing this just on the side when you've got the time, you know, the last thing that you would want to do would be to waste time. You know, time is money, and if you're spending time and spending money trying to track down those leads, trying to call people who may or may not even answer, or maybe they answer and they say they've already signed up with somebody else to provide that service. I mean, that's money and time wasted. But you know, when the calls come to you, they're trying to find you. You're not chasing down a client. They're calling you. So I know you're going to love the service. And, you know, we can talk about your experience as a fireman and that type of thing, especially in this day and age. And that really jumps off the page. And people who are trying to decide who should I call, they're going to say, oh, I'm going to call this guy, right? And you will get a lot of phone calls for that. So we'll put that on there. You know, if you've got a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you. We'll do all of that in a follow-up call. It takes about 3, maybe 4 business days for us to build your website. And we certainly would want you to send us photos. And then, of course, once the website is up and active, it stays active. If you want us to add more photos, update content, change a little things here and there, your website never comes down. Once it's active, we can make those changes on the fly. And then, of course, you know, once we get your phone ringing, it's your job to answer the phone. Obviously, we can't make you pick up the phone when it rings, but we can get people to call you. And then you can even be a little bit selective. You know, you might take the job that's closer to home or take that job that you can fit into your time, maybe, you know, a bigger job too if it works out for you. But big jobs are small, and no matter how many jobs you get, it's that flat rate.
Right. Okay. Set it up and get it rolling and get working on this.
So I see the business listed as Red Line Staining, and is that how you would want the company to be branded online?
Yes, yes.
Okay, perfect. And then is the phone number that we are speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call and also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah, did you call me on the 469 number?
Correct, 4695. 659-659-6597869. It is a smartphone, I'm imagining. Is it? You can also receive text messages on this number. Perfect.
Yes,
like I said, when someone fills out the lead form on the website, you'd get a text message. You also get an email. Now, if it is a personal email, we don't have to show it physically online, but certainly it'll be attached to the contact form. If it's more of a business email, of course, it would also be listed online. What is a good email address, Ruben, either for you or
for my business? It's redlinestaining@gmail.com.
Perfect. So the name of the business at gmail.com. Very smart man. And of course we can, promote that website physically on, or I should say promote the email physically on the website. And then when we contact you, we do of course use phone, text, email, and usually it's the method of, delivery most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. But do you have a preference, Ruben, as to how we contact you regarding your account, phone, text, email, any or all?
Probably email.
Email
and text. I mean, sometimes I can't.
Text.
If I'm on shift, I can't get to it.
Right. Yeah, not a problem. So, yeah, it's always good for us to have, and there is some redundancy built into it. You know, if we try to send a text message out to you, and we'll probably follow up with an email and things like that. And then, you know, I'm looking at your Facebook page, too, and you would want the Facebook page to be linked to your website so people can click, if they want to, directly from your website to your Facebook page. And
yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, what you've already got going for you, we're just going to put in front of more eyes. And then, Ruben, Tara has that as R-U-B-E-N. Is that the correct spelling of your first name?
Yes.
And then what is your last name, Ruben?
Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z.
L-O-P-E-Z. And Mr. Lopez, I wanted to ask you about the physical address that I saw on the Angie's Leads or the Home Advisor profile, the 351 Haven Road. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You are, of course, service-based. You have to go out to that property to do the work. But does anyone ever come to you first or after? Do you even see customers at that address?
Yeah, that's my physical address. I told them to take that down because I didn't want
you,
that to be
you did, yeah. And that's kind of what I was thinking and exactly why I'm asking, because Google does know that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home, and even the ones that are run from a shop or a small office. The point is, if you don't regularly see customers come to you, Google does not want to list the physical street address because they wouldn't want anyone to try to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you do. So it would just be listed city and state, not even the zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, I'm going to do a couple of things. I will take a look at our client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. And, of course, I'll read right now what's called a voice verification. This is required of us as Google Premier Partners. It does get recorded through the computer. And, of course, it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the subscription cost, including a website. And I'm even going to waive the one-time setup fee. And it's not specifically because you are using the other service, but because you are paying for advertising dollars elsewhere. And, of course, as a young company, and also the fact that you're a firefighter, I definitely want to make this as affordable for you as I can. So all of those things combined will allow me to waive the one-time setup fee that normally would attach to the first month. It would just be the $199 out the door. Now, the voice verification is recorded, Mr. Lopez. You can stop me, though, if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. So give me just a quick second to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Ruben, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please state the name of your company as you would want that to appear online?
Red Line Staining.
Perfect, and that's exactly how I have that. And Mr. Lopez, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Ruben Lopez, owner.
Okay. And then, Ruben, as the owner of Red Line Staining, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions, I'm sure. And then, Ruben, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Ruben, as you may well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that customers find you and contact you directly, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive to emails, text messages, and phone calls coming from both my company and from your potential customers. And, of course, Ruben, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Okay. And as long as you're responsive within a timely fashion, you are definitely going to love this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Mr. Lopez, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is a month-to-month service. We are already aware of the Facebook page. In fact, we're going to link it to your website. We're also aware of the Angie's Leads or Home Advisor. Again, there is no direct conflict there. That's a lead-based service, so it's very different. The reason we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already, in fact, providing for you. And equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Ruben, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Perfect.
Yeah, the Angie's Leads had a credit with them, so I'm sure once it
runs out, that'll be good. Yeah, I've heard that too. You know, it might be like $100 to sign up, and then they give you like $300. I've heard $400 or $500 mm-hmm. one time worth the leads, kind of that piggy bank. Of course, their plan is to use up that piggy bank as quick as possible and start charging you for those leads. Of course, they do hope that you get some work and continue to pay for those leads. But you know, whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when nobody gets the job, they do still get paid for those leads.
Right.
And usually what happens
now, those,
when this...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, usually what happens when they're getting you those leads for free, instead of sending the lead to you and six or eight other companies, they let you have it without the cost to you and just send it out to one more of your competitors, so they're still making their money, and you're just in a bigger competitive pool right there. What were you going to say? And I apologize for interrupting.
Oh, no worries, man. The reviews I have on Home Advisor, are those able to transfer over to, like, my website?
We can help you get reviews on Google. And if you really wanted to, even if you shut your Angie's Leads off because you did pay what amounts to an annual membership fee, your profile page would stay active for a year from the day that you signed up. So we could even put the Home Advisor link onto your website if you wanted to, and they can see the reviews right off of that. But we'll also help you to get Google reviews. We'll be able to send you the link to the review tab of your Google listing. You just forward that link out with the sample thank you letter that we can include, or one that you want to write on your own, and you email it out to your satisfied clients, and they take 5 seconds to give you a star rating, maybe 5 minutes
okay.
if they want to write a review, that type of thing. Now, what I was going to say, though, is we do in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too, what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website, and we'll, of course, make sure that no physical address appears for your company online. We do that audit, like I said, in the beginning. We do it periodically, but if anything new comes along, it is just a good idea to let us know so that we can make sure that any content that we're not creating is also accurate and consistent and Google compliant. And of course, you said you'd let us know if anything else came along. With all of the discounts, or all of the reductions in price that I'm including here, of course, because you're a young company, and for all the other reasons that I mentioned, and with the website included, and with this being a month-to-month service, this next part, Mr. Lopez, reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving in its entirety, will be charged today, the 8th of October, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199. And keep in mind that $199 is, in fact, both a fixed rate and a flat rate, so it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. And it is, in fact, an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead generation fees whatsoever. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, Ruben, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Now, that landing page is also included at no additional cost. And again, that means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included in that monthly cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 8th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $199. And once again, that rate will never go up on you. As it is a month-to-month service and completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason, or pause it too. No questions asked, no fees involved. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, it could, if necessary, be paused seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do ask, Ruben, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Ruben, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Lopez, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Ruben, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best? It's a Visa. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Yes.
How does that? Your name, Ruben Lopez.
My name.
Any middle initial on that particular card?
F.
You said S like Sam, not F like Frank?
Yeah, S like Sam.
Okay. And then you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
4535.
Mm-hmm.
0603.
Okay.
5317.
Yes, sir.
9880.
Okay. And then the expiration?
0326.
03 of 26, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
788.
788. So I've got 788, 788 on the back of the card, March or 03 of 2026, the expiration. Mr. Lopez, was the card itself 4535-0603-5317-9880?
Correct.
Okay. And does that bill at the home address, the 351 Haven Road, 75165?
Yes, sir.
It does. Okay. So in about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on it. But if you do have a pen handy, I would, in fact, be more than happy to give you that information now.
It's going to my email. That's good.
Yep. Yeah, it'll be in your email for your records and for you to access. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can email the support team, of course, 24/7, and if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that next business day. Now, you will receive all of that by way of email in about a second or so here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice is emailed out to you separately, and it is on the invoice email where you will find a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. In fact, that direct link will also be sent out to you by text message, and depending on who your phone carrier is, you might receive the text before the email. Just let me know when you receive one or the other of those. I do want to walk you through a couple of things, and then I'm also going to take a look here at our client interview calendar. Now, we do schedule by the hour. The call itself usually only takes 25 or 30 minutes, and we do try to get our client interviews done as soon as we possibly can. The last available client interview is 5 o'clock for the day, and today we are completely booked out. So I'm looking to Monday, which probably means the calendar is pretty wide open. And it looks like with just a couple of exceptions, it looks like towards the end of the day, we are booked out already. But so that would mean that the 4 and the 5 o'clock would be taken, but the latest one would be 3 o'clock. The earliest one would be 9 in the morning. There's almost at least one spot. This is that follow-up call from our technician so we can get all the information we need to build your website and create all that content. Did you want something as early as 9 or as late as 3?
What day are we talking about?
This would be Monday if it works out for you.
Let's do the 3 o'clock one on Monday.
3 o'clock. Okay, so you'll be scheduled from 3 until 4. The call would get to you maybe a few minutes after 3, get you off the phone pretty close to 3:30. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call, just kind of those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. At 2 o'clock, you're going to receive a reminder email through our automated system that call is scheduled for 3, and I'm also sending you right now a calendar invite to your email. Did you receive the other email or the text message? You got the text. So if you open the text, it goes exactly to where it needs to go. If you open the email, you have to click on the link. But this, if you look at the very top of it, goes to my.localsplash.com, in this case, /terms. This is actually the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking and your reporting. So what it's going to ask you to do right now, of course, it talks about the different services that we provide for you, and about two-thirds, three-quarters of the way down underneath where it says SMS communication, it's populating your mobile phone number. We just want you to verify that that is the number where you can receive those text messages. We actually prefer that you do not check on the box below it, because that's actually to opt out of SMS or text messages, and we certainly would want to be able to send you text messages. So if you could just leave that box blank. But as you scroll down towards the bottom where it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, of course, we do want you to click there since it is your card. And you can either copy and paste the Ruben S. Lopez or type it in to that box. If you copy and paste it, though, just be careful not to copy a space either before or after, as that would confuse the system. And then once you've got that in the box, just click on the confirm signature. Now, that does a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it is month to month, that we've reduced both the subscription cost, waived the setup fee, and included the website for you at no additional cost. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you're an active business in the local area, and to start that NAPW audit to make sure that any information online is accurate and consistent. Now, you'll know that you're successful when it's asking you for your username and your password.
Yep. That's okay. The screen on that.
So the reason it's asking you for your username and your password, like I said, this is actually the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system, and the automated system thinks that you're trying to do that now. The client dashboard has not yet been created. We'll do that with the client interview. And even the password has not yet been created. I think if you're able to put in a password, it would give you some sort of oops error message that the page has not yet been created. But the username has been created. In fact, it's been sent out to you as well to that calendar invite. You're going to see it's got your username, which is simply your phone number without any dashes, spaces, or parentheses. And it's got your name. It's got your phone number. It says local / CIENG on it, which just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And when you're corresponding with the support@localsplash.com email, that is the catch-all for everything related to your account. You can certainly email anything and everything there, including photos. Just reference your username, which is your phone number again, and then we can kind of forward it to the right department. When we do that client interview, they'll give it to you again, although, you know, it won't be, I know you're not writing it down, so they'll give it to you later, but it's pretty easy to remember. It's photos@localsplash.com for the photos department, support@localsplash.com for the support department. But other than that, you're all set on my end. I do want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited for you to get this going, get a website out there, get your company on that first page, and start getting your phone ringing. And, of course, we're really looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Definitely. I appreciate everything set up, and I got your Paul, correct?
I am Paul. That's correct. Yes, sir. And the toll-free number, if you call that client support number, I'm the only Paul here, except for a brief moment. I can't remember there ever being another Paul. That's kind of interesting. It's a very common name. But just for a while, there was another Paul. His name was Paul Green, and my name is Paul Gordon. So it was weird that there was not just another Paul, but another Paul G. But that was a while back now. So anytime you call, and anyone who answers the phone for client support, you can just ask for Paul, and, of course, they'll know who you're talking about. Of course, they all already have access to the account, too, so they know that it's mine. I'm actually your account lead on this, and although I'm on the phone a lot, I will respond to emails, and I'm usually able to respond to emails faster than the client support team. Like I said, they'll follow up with you within that next business day. I am almost always able to email back within a half hour, and in rare cases, it might be an hour. But you can certainly email me as well. I'm going to email you my contact information, or just text it out. I'll just send an email out to you. That way you'll also have that in writing too, everything that we're talking about doing here for you, as well as what you've already gotten in that terms and conditions there. But it is going to be someone else giving you that phone call on Monday. But you have a wonderful rest of the day, and thanks again for your time. You have a great weekend.
I will. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Lopez. Take care, Ruben. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.